This is Anthony J. Hilder. We invite you to call. That's 656-3696. Now, you are in the top rung of the ladder intellectually in the United States of America. And you didn't know, or you weren't familiar with the word radium, nor am I. You looked it up, and what did it say?
Well, the radium is a unit of angular measurement, which is used by engineers and by certain people in the physical sciences.
Now, Michael Henry O'Hare studied as an architect and as an engineer.
Yes, that's right. He has a degree in both he has a bachelor's degree in engineering and a PhD in applied mathematics.
Okay.
The radian, you could define in degrees, is roughly between 57 and 58 degrees. Another way of defining it is that it's a circle divided by 2 pi. There are 2 pi radians to the circle.
Mm-hmm.
I was curious about what this suggestion meant. It certainly sounded very odd to me. My father, who has a math background, said it was very peculiar that somebody who had been typed by the police as a moron would even know this word, let alone be able to ask. On this day on which this attack took place at Lake Berryessa on the 27th 1969. Michael Revere was 9,745 days of age. His age was times 17. His age and days on that date replicated the writing of the date of his mother's 38th birthday. Isn't that a curious coincidence?
It's absolutely incredible. I mean, that some mind could be so sick.
And this is the same person who was responsible for designing the housing project, which is depicted on a Zodiac postcard that was sent to the Chronicle a year and a half later. He designed that housing project, the Boise Cascade housing project.
Yes. Which appears on the...
On a Zodiac postcard mailed to the Chronicle on the 22nd of March, 1971. That emerges from the personal records of Arthur Doolittle Incorporated, Cambridge, Massachusetts, which was his employer at that time.
Well, I think we may have a first here tonight in having talked to...
This is the same individual you were talking to on the phone to a little while ago who said that he didn't have grounds for suing me. That there was no legal remedy available to him, and he didn't have a story for why he hadn't sued me over the last 6 years for saying exactly the same story. I've said it publicly, I've published it. And if there's any teeth in the libel laws, and I'm wrong, then he very definitely has a remedy, and he could sue my pants off.
Well, I'm stepping out of the normal bounds of talk radio and presenting this and having Michael Henry O'Hare on at the same time. You were on. In fact, you were both on the phone at the same time. I just hadn't pressed the button so that he could hear you. I asked him if he wanted to discuss this with you. He declined.
Well, I'm a little bit sorry he didn't, because I compiled a list of questions to ask him.
I gave him that option.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't, force it upon him. I promised you that I would not, unless, of course, he agreed to.
Well, I was there.
Yes, I did get him on the air to talk about the city manager system and the training of these administrators around the country.
Well, he couldn't have asked for a better witness, because he certainly knows more about it than anybody else.
No, he's very good. There's no question about that. Here at 10, we're going to take a short break for the Free Enterprise.